Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Doug Stouch is our guest. He's with a senior partner. What's the term I should use there, Doug?
I'm actually a retired partner.
I know you're a retired partner. I was thinking, what do they call that? Partner emeritus or something like that?
They call me a consultant.
The old fogey partner.
Never mind.
But primarily does a great job bringing on those bright young minds at Monmouth University who love to think about a future in accounting, and so he's been a professor there for a while, and I congratulate the Monmouth University for making you available to them, to those children, to those young people, Doug. I know what I want to ask you. What about the tax cuts that we got back in 2003 that were set to expire at the end of 2010, including the estate tax, which this year is zero.
Right.
So if you're going to die, folks, this is a good year to die.
It is.
And if you're going to want to pass along your big estate to your family for no taxes, but what do you think that they're going to let those things expire?
At this point, I do. If you had asked me that question 6 months ago, I'd say no.
Because we need to be doing some tax planning for that, don't we? If that's what happens.
Absolutely, because let's just summarize it quickly, is the 10%, the currently lowest tax bracket, goes away. You'll start at 15% in January if we go back to the 2001 law. The 35% tax bracket, which is currently our highest, goes up to 39.6%.
Mm-hmm.
So that you mentioned, this is not only a good year to die because there's no estate tax, and we believe that's going to come back in January with its usual vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
The tax rates for a lot of people are going to be substantially higher in 2011.
So the reason why this is important to know, folks, is some of you are entering into contracts for 2011, maybe even multi-year contracts.
Right.
You need to be aware that the government is going to encroach on your profit margin, your net margin, to the tune of these percentages that Doug just said. And I mean, I think we can pretty much count on that, right?
Absolutely. And Jim, remember what's going on is every day you turn on television, there's another government program. There's this program, that program. All this stuff costs money.
Never mind what that, like the health care bill. We still don't know exactly how that's going to impact us.
It's going to cost trillions, Jim. They say $1 trillion. I'm saying multiple trillions. In fact, before we go, you asked me, are the Bush tax cuts going to expire? And the answer is yes. I hope I'm wrong, but I think I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping they'll salvage the estate tax. If they do nothing, the estate tax exemption goes back to $1 million in January, which, talk about planning. And virtually everybody out there, when you take your house, your life insurance, your retirement plan, whatever else you have stashed away, you got over $1 million. You need to start doing some estate planning for 2011 and subsequent.
Isn't it a shame? Doug, isn't it a shame? And I don't mean to be morbid or disrespectful or anything like that, but if you have someone who is ill, who the patriarch or the matriarch, and they're at the end of their life, as all of us are going to come to one day, isn't it a shame that the families have to even have that on their mind?
Oh, sure.
That's just awful to me.
Well, except, see, I don't advocate this, but I'm going to think like the government for a minute. Well, wait a minute, Mr. Blasingame. If you've been able to accumulate $10 million, we think that's too much, and we're going to take some of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what President Obama said? At some point in time, you have enough money.
Well, the fair have to pay. Or what's he say? The rich have to pay their fair share. Then.
Yeah.
That's a direct quote.
Well, that $10 million estate you're talking about came from Billy Joe Bob and Loreen, who eked it out of the ground for 50 years and never took a vacation, didn't pay themselves very much, and the land that they bought back in the 50s is now worth $10 million.
Well, what about the hedge fund manager who's accumulated $100 million?
You think
he should get away without paying his paycheck?
Yeah.
We could go there.
That's right. Doug, I got 1 minute. What are some other things we need to know about?
I'll finish up with this. We mentioned the HIRE Act. There's also the Health Care Act. And
right.
A lot of people say, well, it's going to cost me money starting in a couple of years. No, there's a great tax break for small businesses right now. It's in effect for 2010.
This is a good thing.
Essentially, it's complicated. We don't have time to explain in detail. But if you have 10 or fewer employees, Mm-hmm. And the average salary that you pay non-owners, average salary you pay your workers, is less than $25,000, average salary.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a credit for up to 35% of the health insurance that you pay, assuming
yeah.
you have group health insurance.
Right.
And that's in effect right now for 2010. It would be a
so I'm adding that up. That's going to be another $1,500 for you know, $2,000 for me or something like that,
well,
just for the health care.
Say you got 10 people and you're paying $5,000.
Yeah. No. It can be a few bucks.
And
yeah.
you won't get it in your pocket this week, but when you do your 2010 tax return, it'll save you some money.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you want to give us a website?
Well, the old firm is Kirchen.com.
CURCHN.com. Thanks for 12 great years, Doug.
It's fun being with you.
We'll see you next time. Doug Stires, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.